Hello and welcome to the American Magazine podcast of the week of November 7th. This week, Associate Editor Kerry Weber sat down with Father Daniel Hendrickson, who's a chaplain to the Jesuit initiative known as the Contemplative Leaders in Action. Father Hendrickson spoke with Kerry here at America House.
Hi, Father Daniel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation to come down to America.
Now, I wonder if you could start a little bit with explaining what exactly CLIA is, Contemplative Leaders in Action.
I'd really like to. It's a great program. CLIA is a program in the Jesuit Collaborative of the three East Coast provinces, New York, New England, and Maryland provinces. And it's part of the Jesuit Collaborative. The Jesuit Collaborative is a huge organization of different outreach programs to help facilitate lay apostolic, lay ministry experiences for people to participate in projects of the Society of Jesus. And the CLIA group tends to be a subset of the Jesuit Collaborative. So we try to offer programming in Ignatian spirituality for young adults who are engaged professionally here in the city.
Now, who is involved and how do they become involved?
People involved in our program are generally recommended by leaders in other Jesuit projects, such as the pastor of a parish, president of a school, people involved in different apostolic works of the Society of Jesus, or people who have graduated from the CLIA program. They'll recognize an interest or possibility with friends of theirs or colleagues in the workplace and recommend them to us. They come to us, we conduct some interviews and some conversations to see if it's the right fit, and then we offer an acceptance. The people who tend to be interested in us are young adults in the age range from about 25 to 35, and they're really very impressive individuals. They're generous, they're ambitious in their own careers, they're often engaged in service projects of their own. They have an interest in gaining some insight into Ignatian sensibilities. They tend to come from Jesuit places, universities, Marquette, Georgetown, Boston College, Fairfield, Holy Cross. They represent a lot of the universities, but also the parishes here on the East Coast, or other ways like the Jesuit Volunteer Corps, where they've met either Jesuits or works in line with the Society of Jesus. They also tend to represent a whole wide spectrum of career options. So we have teachers, we have lawyers, we have social service agents, we have people engaged in politics, in journalism. So it's exciting. They bring a lot to the table when we get together. They have a lot of experiences. They have a lot of generosity, great ambition. They're very interested in gaining some insights about Ignatian sensibility.
Now, Contemplative Leaders in Action is the name, as we've mentioned.
Right.
How does that come together exactly? Are these people who are leading the contemplative world, you know, like, are they trying to become more contemplative in their active lives, more active in their contemplative lives? What does this mean exactly?
We're not sure it's the best name, but we do have fun with it, I suppose. The contemplative dimension, it's supposed to capture something of the sensibility of the early Jesuits who were contemplatives in action themselves. When Ignatius and those first companions in Paris, when they moved on to Rome and formed the Society of Jesus, they wanted to be a group of agents who were apostolically involved. They did not want to follow the life of a monastic order. So they wanted to be out in the streets or in different projects. They weren't necessarily going to run back to a chapel as a monastic would at certain times during the day to chant the divine office. Given this, Ignatius had to find then a very effective and powerful way of praying, which he did and which we offer this group. So the contemplative dimension, it tends to capture something of the Ignatian sensibility of praying through a busy, active, generous life, looking for the insights of grace and God present in the world around us.
Now, it's a two-year program. Could you explain a little bit about what happens during those 2 years?
Yeah, it's 2 years. We meet once a month for 10 months for each of the years, so we take the summer off in between the two. We begin and end the retreat. It's bookended with a retreat experience. It tends to be very social and very informal, but we gather together in many ways to tell stories about our own lives, especially when we're beginning this program. Just tell stories about why we're interested in something like this, where we come from, the kinds of things we're doing, the work we're presently engaged in, what we hope for from a group like this. And then again, we end the two-year experience with a similar retreat reflecting back on the insights of the 2 years. During the 2 years, what do? We meet monthly, and we enjoy different experiences of Ignatian spirituality. We learn about the prayer, the examen. That's the prayer that Ignatius gave us, that he gave to Jesuits, and it's well practiced by lay people for being active and busy in our lives, but reflective and sensible about God and how Christ continually beckons us forward. So we learn about the examen. We learn how to be better discerners. We reflect, for instance, in the good Ignatian way, through the discernment of spirits, about consolation at work in our lives, or even desolation.
Now, you mentioned some of the reasons, or you mentioned that you discussed some of the reasons why people want to join. What are some of the reasons that people have given you? What? Because this sounds like a really big commitment, and obviously these people, being successful in their lives, probably have a lot on their plate already.
You're right. It's certainly not insignificant to come once a month for 2 years. Why do they come to us? I think many of these individuals have had a good experience with the Society of Jesus in some form. As I was mentioning, they come from universities or the Jesuit Volunteer Corps, but not necessarily. They don't have to have a Jesuit experience, a Jesuit institution in their lives to come to us. But some of them have had a good experience with the Society of Jesus and with Ignatian spirituality, with Jesuit parishes. And they're looking just for a bit more of that in their lives, to formalize that, to move forward in it. I would also say that people come to us because they're looking more sincerely and more genuinely to let their faith life flourish, to let it grow, to let it ask questions, to find a home for it, to find a place of rootedness in it. I was really struck with this new cohort of individuals, with members in that group who reflected back to retreat experiences in their college years. And suddenly they graduate, and they move on to life, and they get into a profession. But those retreat experiences, those places of gathering people in good conversation and in a place of reflection, those are harder to find. And our group will offer dimensions for people to do that, to get rooted, to step away from the craziness, the busyness of daily life. That ends up being a real interesting, real powerful benefit for people in our group, is to pull away from work as much as they can, just for a couple of hours once a month for these 2 years.
Right. Now, do you find most people that join are at a certain stage in their faith life? Are they looking to reconnect with the church or looking to connect more deeply and sort of move to that next level?
That's an interesting question. The people who come to our group cover the whole spectrum of different kinds of commitments in their faith lives. We have some members who are very integrally involved in parish commitments, parish committees, activities through a parish. We have others who are exploring ways to be Catholic or just to be Christian or just to be good citizens even. But whatever that commitment is, the authentic question for understanding how God is at work in their lives tends to be quite real and tends to be prescient during the experience of the 2 years.
Now, the program has been going on in New York for 4 cohorts worth, I guess, if that's a unit of measurement.
We're 4 years in.
Okay.
We've graduated 2 groups. They've each finished their 2 years. We're a second year into a group who's continuing their experience, and then we just started a new cohort. So this is cohort number 4 that's just begun with us. The program has also flourished. It's present in Philadelphia and Boston, in Washington, in Chicago, in Syracuse. There might be some other cities too as well. And in fact, I think Dublin has a program, and I know there's something similar to it in Melbourne and Sydney, Australia. So it has feet and it's on the move.
Now, do you find that the graduates of the program return and say, you know, the program changed my life in this way, or I really learned this and was able to take these things with me?
They do, but I would like to say this. I would like to say that the program becomes very active during the process. So it begins to be useful during the 2 years that people are with us. Now, certainly they leave us and they'll come back and report about changes they've been able to make based on an implementation of the tools of discernment that we talk about from the spiritual exercises or from the practice of the examen, praying through a busy life. But all of this seems to be very active and very present during the 2 years while people are in the program. People are evaluating career moves, relationships at work in their lives, more investment with service opportunities. It's really fun to watch. The program has a way of grabbing a hold of people and giving substantive ways for negotiating their own life and way God continues to call people forward.
Now, as the chaplain to this program, what do you get from it?
I get a lot. For one, I get a whole bunch of really great friends. These people are really, really impressive individuals. I couldn't say enough how generous they are. They're smart. They're ambitious. They're engaged. They offer so much. So being with the cohort a couple of times a month, each of the different active cohorts, puts me in touch with really interesting and fun people. It's also been a great way for me to continue articulating dimensions of Ignatian spirituality, to remember how good and useful the examen is, to remember the components of good and active discernment. Ignatius of Loyola, he really, really truly provides very practical, engaging ways to be spiritual, to be prayerful. And it cultivates a great spiritual wisdom for any of us.
Now, do you also have programs to sort of stay connected with graduates of CLIA?
We do and we don't. Last year, we were able to gather graduates of the program for a continuing education program, and we did something similar this year. That's been a fun way to offer reunion experiences for people in the cohort, although they tend to create reunion moments on their own, just to even socialize or attend a mass in a parish and go out for brunch, whatever that is to a particular group. But we've liked to offer speaking events or new tools in Ignatian discernment for people. We don't do that systematically, and we often leave that up to their own resources. So we also hope that there's ways that graduates move forward into silent retreats or fuller, more intense expressions of the spiritual exercises.
Is there a service element to any of this as well?
Again, I can't be definitive on that one. Yes and no on that. Some groups have been more actively engaged in service projects, others less so. When we were putting this program together a few years ago, this was a question we left lingering even with us in the planning committee. Should service be a dimension of this program? If so, how much? To what extent? One thing we find is that individuals in all of the groups are very, very intensely involved in service of their own. So again, they come with service experience. They come with a service commitment already in place. Some of them as a group like to do that together. Others continue just like to talk about their experiences with one another, but continue their own individual involvements.
Right. Well, it would make sense that either the contemplative life would sort of lead you to more service, or service would sort of lead you to a deeper spirituality, whether or not it's within the context of the group or not.
I agree. And another way of recognizing the service dimension of it, you had just asked about graduates and how this might have an impact in their lives. We're seeing some graduates move on to more committed relationships with boards of trustees or in parish settings as advisors or as counselors within the parish and such. So the tooling in Ignatian spirituality and Ignatian language really empowers them to step forward into different commitments with the projects of the Society of Jesus. This, of course, is something we hope to see more and more of, especially as it's part of the Jesuit Collaborative.
Now, what about young adults who don't have a program like this around and are looking for something like this? Do you have, or, you know, just looking to deepen their spirituality, what would you advise for them?
Come to us. We'll find a place for them. We can't serve everyone, and we do like to work on a recommendation system. If we don't have space, there are parish opportunities for young adults. There's retreats offered through the Archdiocese. The Jesuit retreat houses, just the three alone in New York City, offer incredible options for retreat experience, and this in different stripes and different varieties. Be more active and more social, or alternatively a bit more contemplative. But they all offer good Ignatian spirituality in the retreat form. So parishes, retreat houses, there's lots of ways for these young adults to get involved.
Now, have you seen any evidence of the young adults involved in CLIA sort of reaching out to young Catholics who are not as involved and sort of bringing people into the church or just more active in their own spiritual lives or more active in service?
I have, in fact. The Archdiocese recently sponsored a wonderful young adult retreat, and of the leadership team involved in that retreat, which was hosted in a Jesuit retreat house out on Long Island in Espada, four, if not five, of the team members involved in that retreat were graduates of the CLIA program. It was great to see them out there. I was able to go out for an evening myself. They had either given talks or led small groups in discussion. And this was a process in the making that took months. So they were highly engaged in forming this retreat and dreaming about it and implementing it. That's one concrete way I've seen them reaching out.
Now, just for everyday folks of any age, it's very easy to divide the contemplative life from your work life or the spiritual life and the everyday actions of your life. What are some ways, you mentioned the examine, but other things that enable us to bring those two aspects of our world together?
I'll keep reinforcing the examine. Ignatius has this wise way of saying, for a few minutes even, or even a bit more, stop and reflect. Ask questions about what's happening in our own lives, what we're feeling, why certain sentiments are arising, where they're coming from. How are other people responding to us? Ignatian spirituality, through the examen, through discernment, through other aspects of the exercises, about making choices in our lives, it really is truly so practical and user-friendly. It gets us to stop and to think and to pray, and to place God in the context of our lives, something much bigger than any of us can be.
Is there anything else you want folks to know about the program that we haven't discussed yet?
Look us up, come talk to us. Talk to graduates of the program if we can facilitate those opportunities. It's a great experience, and we have lots of people who are interested in us, but we're looking for ways to continue to expand the program and to see that other people are aware of what we're doing.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Father Daniel, for joining us today. I really appreciate your taking the time.
Thank you. It's great to talk about a great program and great people who are involved in the program.